Hi, Stroker Boys. It's Miss Mandy. I'm in rare form today. Well, first, let me get business off the table. You know, I love to talk dirty, guide your masturbation, and do fetish calls. I like to do fetish calls with, kinky guys that want me to guide their masturbation. I do small penis humiliation, cuckold fantasies, kinky stuff, you know? I want your cock hard for me. So, today's your lucky day. I'm going to be around if you want to call me. 1-877-732-6360. And not only that, oh, let me finish this before I get started. Not only that, but I have a treat for you today. I have a new story that this really hot, sexy guy sent me, and I'm going to read it to you. So this is going to be a long audio you can jerk off to. I know my voice makes you hard. Oh yeah, so getting back to what I was saying, I can do your sexy phone sex call, today, tonight, this week, this weekend. I'm around a lot. You have to catch me. I'm Eastern Standard Time, and it's 1-877-732-6360. And you can also email me and set up an appointment for a call. My information is on my websites, and you'll see all that in the blog. All right, so let me get started on this story. I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. It's super hot. So just sit back, get your lube. You can pause the audio, get your lube, and jerk off and read this. It's by a very talented young man that wrote me this really sexy story. So get ready. Here goes. Mandy loves black men. Her favorite actors are all black, and she only watches shows and movies with black actors. She always talks about them, and it drives her sissies crazy. They're so jealous, but it makes their little cocks hard. Mandy laughs at them, calling them little dick losers. Her favorite actor is a guy named Robert. He reminds her of Shamar Moore. She loves to fantasize about him, his big cock pounding her all night. She loves his body and thinks he's gorgeous. She was determined to get fucked by his big black cock and have her hands all over his body. She found out that he was filming in Atlanta and was on the next flight to see him. Her sissies paid for her first-class ticket straight to the filming set. Her black lovers wanted to join her, but she said no. She told the sissies to suck their cocks. She thought that was funny and laughed about it a lot. She didn't stick around and watch the sissies suck the real man because she had a lover to find. Her sissies paid for a limo to pick her up as well. While driving to the set in Atlanta, in the plush limo, Miss Mandy saw billboards with Robert's face and body everywhere. Her sissy driver took her straight to the set, just like she ordered him to, and she walked right in. You can do that when you look like her. She found him. Robert was in the center of a bunch of groupies. But when she walked over to him, everyone parted way, knowing they had no chance when Mandy walked up. Robert's jaw hit the floor and was immediately turned on. She could tell. Mandy and Robert were two people who always got what they wanted, and they wanted each other now. Wasting no time at all, they went to the hotel, his suite at the Hilton. She began ripping his clothes off, even scratching him in the process. His cock was so hard Mandy was speechless. It was the biggest cock that she'd ever seen. He slid his cock in her and fucked her brains out for hours. She told him about her lifestyle and how she loved black men, and that he was the sexiest black man. He told her that he wasn't even black, that he was Asian and white. But she didn't care because he was the sexiest man she'd ever seen. Okay, Stroker Boy, so there you have it. Super hot, isn't it? I gotta get something cold or a cold shower just to cool me off after reading it to you all. Remember, call me. I'm gonna give you a hot call. You are gonna have a hard cock, and you are gonna enjoy talking to me. I guarantee it. Miss Mandy, 1-877-732-6360. Write it down and call me. You will be happy that you did. Bye for now. Mwah.